The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Chonk Snow with a zero in the snow part of that. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, a lot of net neutrality stuff. And a really sharp friend of mine sent me an email trying to bullet point everything for me. I still don't get it. So I will say
this, though. And because I am quick to bitch about it when we have horrible calls. Calls have been solid to strong today.
All the calls have been very good.
Yeah.
I mean, on this topic. And I've learned some stuff. I still don't get it, but I've learned some stuff. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7. I was just having a little conversation with Glenn as he gets warmed up for the show tonight. Make sure you tune in for that. And, we didn't get a chance to talk really too much sports in the first. I mean, we had Christopher Harris talk a little fantasy. Can we talk a little... Rockets for a minute?
Sure.
Because I just noticed a story I wrote. I have a typo. Hey, when that happens. Like I wanted to talk about the Rockets story I wrote for just a minute for Sports Matter.
Right.
Saw a typo in
a
paragraph.
Son of a
bitch. Don't you hate that?
Yes.
It's like...
Who do you blame?
Me. I did it.
You're supposed to blame... So you need to find a fall guy.
Well, that's the only thing I don't like about doing... I have to edit my own stuff, which I'm pretty good at most of the time. But when I misspell something, it really pisses me off. So, and I don't want to get into too much of this, but we still don't have all the functionality on SportsMap yet. So I have to write it on a separate, write it separately so it catches the misspellings and then move it over, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But this one I wrote on there, and that's why I missed it. So anyway, we all know the big reasons the Rockets are doing well. I did three under the radar reasons why the Rockets are terrorizing the NBA right now.
All right.
Which you can find on SportsMap.com. We all know that James Harden's killing it. Chris Paul's been a great addition. Eric Gordon's playing well. And then Clint Capella's been a big revelation, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's my three under-the-radar things. Number one is the play of the bench. Because everybody was worried about that, right? So they traded so many guys to get Chris Paul.
Yeah.
But then they went out and got Mbah Mute, who's apparently going to miss a week now that I've written this. And P.J. Tucker, who has been... great for them off the bench and added defense. And I did mention this because plus minus isn't a great stat, but last night Mbah Mute plus 13, Tucker plus 12, Nene plus 32, Gordon plus 21. That's your four key bench guys. That's pretty good. And if you do that a lot, it means your bench is outplaying the other guy's bench. Reason number two.
Okay.
Ryan Anderson.
Surprisingly, yes. Still not worth the money.
Well, no, but look, take the contract out of it and take out the fact that they tried to get rid of him so they could get Carmelo Anthony. But he doesn't look a lot better on the surface. When you just look at his average points per game, 13.6 last year, and he shot 403 on three-pointers. That's pretty good. This year, he's only averaging 11.7 points per game, but he's much more efficient. He's taking fewer shots, roughly two fewer shots a game. His shooting percentage is up to 455 and 407 on threes. So he's taking fewer shots and making more of them. And just to kind of compare him to Carmelo Anthony a little bit, higher shooting percentage, higher three-point percentage, and he's only like a point behind him in player efficiency rating. So not to say he's as good as Carmelo Anthony, but sometimes the trades you don't make work out. Because he's playing pretty well, and he's a better fit, I think, with the guys they have.
Yeah.
Because Anthony's going to want to be the number one, number two, number three scorer at worst, right? Well, not on this team, he shouldn't. And Anderson has kind of bought into his role. And since Paul's been there, he's been even better. And then finally, the number three thing, which I think is the most important reason that they're playing well. Significant improvement on defense.
Significant.
18th in defensive rating last year. This year, they're fifth, according to Basketball Reference. And
someone tweeted at me that James Harden's a better defender than Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm not accepting that.
Yeah, that's...
But they are clearly improved defensively.
And of course, what you're comparing yourself here to is Golden State across the board, right?
That's who you want to... That's what you're trying to be.
And as far as scoring, they're second in the league to Golden State, 114.8 to Golden State's 117. Their point differential, both the Rockets and Warriors are plus 11, which is pretty solid. Very strong. You know how much better that is than the rest of the league? You know who's third?
Celtics?
No, Toronto, plus 7.3. So that's a significant difference.
Yeah.
And so I think the defense is kind of a big deal because that's the one category where the Rockets are ahead of the Warriors. Warriors are seventh, Rockets are fifth. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of do some things that weren't so obvious. So how would you grade that paper?
I don't disagree with any of it, so I'll give it a passing grade.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Ryan Anderson's been a real surprise to me.
Yeah, and it's funny because if you just look at the pure numbers, you're like, eh, not really. But yeah, he's really bought in. And sure, for the money you're paying him, is he worth that? No. But take that out of it, he's been a plus player for them.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
It's hard to take contract out of it.
It is hard to take contract out of it. So, but, see, people keep talking about the ESPN can pay and say every other sports site needs to be slower, and ESPN doesn't have the money to be spending on stuff like that, guys. So, I get that you're giving me these scenarios, but...
Their parent company does, though.
That's true.
Well, you know what?
$53 billion on Fox.
Yeah, but they're not dumping a whole bunch of money into protecting that asset. So anyway, there's your little Rockets talk for you. See, the Astros actually signed a guy in the Rule 5 draft?
No.
The kid for the Rangers had signed him. And he's been in the league. Anthony Goes. He's been an outfielder, but apparently last year he switched to pitcher. He's a lefty who can get it up to 100. And he picked him in the Rule 5 draft off the Rangers roster.
Okay.
27 years old. It's
a desperation lefty reliever?
Well, I kind of think maybe they see some things in him they can fix. Now, you have to keep him on the roster all year.
Yeah, on the major league roster.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes tricky because if it's somebody that you think you can fix, I mean, ideally you would do that somewhere other than Houston.
Well, they have options because if he can make the team out of spring training, then okay, you have him. He's an extra arm. If he can't, you can offer something to the Rangers to keep him, or you just give him back. Cost you $100,000.
What I do find interesting about him is, in a pinch, you need an outfielder. He can play in the outfield.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you some versatility, which is never a bad thing.
That's what they were trying to sign.
The Ohtani guy, yeah. I mean, this is obviously, this guy is like a career 230-something hitter, but, he's a decent defensive outfielder, and if he can pitch, I'll see it. I'll watch it.
Serious question, what would happen to my favorite show, The Blitz, if ESPN were to crumble? Nothing. We're owned by Gal Media. We're associated with ESPN. So we'll be fine. You don't have to worry about that. 713-780-ESPN. You know who your new backup quarterback is for your Texans? Since Tom Savage is going to be unavailable?
Colin?
No.
No.
RG?
No.
No.
No. Tim T? No.
No.
Well, it's a guy I've never heard of.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Well, I only know him because I bet Old Dominion football.
Yeah,
degenerate.
Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, not Heineken.
No, you're going to be needing to drink a Heineken if you see him on the field Sunday.
This would be a disaster.
Yeah,
but he was. Listen, he was a very solid collegiate quarterback.
He's mobile.
Yes,
he's mobile.
Yes,
he threw for over 400 yards against Rice.
See?
Fight, never die?
Or die. I mean, No, I obviously, if this guy gets in the game, you're in trouble. But he can move in the pocket. He's small. Just picture a poor man's Case Keenum.
He is
like a really poor man's Case Keenum.
Fourth all time in FCS touchdown pass in history. Fourth all time.
Okay, who's ahead of him?
I don't know. I have to pull that up. But he was the Walter Payton Award. Like he was which is like the best player in FCS.
I know, he was a hell of a player in college. But his thing is he's too. Although everybody's signing these small guys now, so who knows? Maybe they've got a hidden backup gym here. No,
probably not.
Oh well, maybe he'd feel better if you bought him a pajamagram.
Maybe. Do you want your quarterback wearing a hoodie footy? Probably not. But, I mean, everybody's got their own thing. To tell you about Pajamagram, Christmas is right around the corner, and you want to go with something that could make you and her happy. And that's the world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. It's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold, and the Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution to that. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and that head-to-toe warmth should mean she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. And if you're not into Hoodie Footy, they got something for everybody there. They've got pajamas for the whole family. If you want to have matching PJs on Christmas morning, they can do that. You want to get something sexy for the lady, they can do that. They can do the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com. You'll save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sportsbook. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So usually 5:30 is when we have Brad Powers on, but we'll have him on at 6 today. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, he's filling in for RJ with another hit, I think. So he said he's not available until later.
Hey, did you guys do another podcast today?
We did one yesterday, and we were speculating the whole Disney Fox thing, and it happened this morning, so we didn't get to talk. I mean, we've been speculating for the past couple of weeks now, but we've been talking about what we can see in the future and that kind of thing.
Doesn't the mouse own everything now?
Pretty much. If you're talking about, you know, if you're talking about the movie industry, almost everything in terms of comic book wise, yeah. And you're talking about James Cameron's coming out with another Avatar movie. They just, I guess they're buying that as well.
All right, raise your hand if you want to see another Avatar movie.
Not me.
You're still going to see them, though, or you're still, they're coming.
I mean, I know.
Or not.
Yeah, but yeah, almost everything is now owned by Disney. Like, these local Fox Sports channels, I'm guessing, are going to go away.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to the teams that are on those? Like, the Rangers are on Fox Sports Southwest. What happens there?
I don't know.
I like to watch Stars games on Fox Sports Southwest.
Or maybe it becomes I don't know, Disney Sports Southwest or something. Or maybe they keep the name. I don't know. Because Fox...
I bet you they... Well, there's a lot of good branding there. Why wouldn't you keep
it? Yeah. Because they're like the Deadpool stuff, that's not going to change. Like, Deadpool, they're going to keep it R, and they're going to keep it away from the MCU. Like, a lot of the stuff that's already doing well for them, I'm guessing Fox, the TV station, or the TV, the channel, they're not going to do anything to it. They might, I don't know. I can see them rebranding it to Disney Channel or something. I don't know.
But they didn't buy Fox Sports One, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just curious there.
So my guess is that what Fox is going to do is they're going to dump all this money into live sporting events, and also they're going to expand their Fox, their news stuff.
It's interesting because they're losing money on a lot of these live sporting events.
Yeah.
It's very strange. But
$53 billion.
Yeah. Obviously, they think they can make some money on it if they do.
Well, and the
spend that kind of money.
Well, and the big play for Disney here is they're going to be starting their own streaming service in 2019, I believe. They're going to move a bunch of ESPN stuff over there, and then everything that you see on Fox now, depending on who's producing it, is going to be on that streaming service, because the Fox channel is actually the distribution company. So
remember when everybody was worried that Fox was buying everything?
Yeah.
Interesting how this works.
But from what I understand, like, Fox News, Fox Sports, and Fox are all like separate.
Yeah,
things. They're,
yeah, correct.
Okay.
See, aren't those the best part of Fox?
Is what?
Like Fox News and Fox Sports.
But I don't think they're all affected in the same ways, is what I'm saying. But yeah. I might be wrong. I don't know. What the hell do I know?
Yeah.
Lamont brought something up that I found interesting. He says, are the days of big immobile quarterbacks suffering the same fate as running backs? There are only like 9 immobile quarterbacks starting, if that. And my thought is, yeah. But then when you think about who the best guys are, it's still Tom Brady. Matt Ryan won the MVP last year. They still seem to be the best guys. I mean, with the exception of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has always been mobile, although a little less so now later.
Just
in his
like
career.
Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger, do you still consider Ben Roethlisberger a mobile quarterback?
No, but the one thing about Ben, he's elusive because he's so damn big you can
he's
hit him and you bounce off of him.
Yeah.
So I think that's a different kind of animal.
But he's not fast like he once was.
He used to be, for his size,
yeah.
Maybe not fast, but quick.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's dying. I mean, because Tom Brady's still really, really good, and he's molasses.
But to his point, I think more guys who are mobile and a little smaller are getting an opportunity now.
I agree.
And I think that's a good thing, because a lot of those guys can play. It's just, for the longest time in the NFL, it's, you got to be 6'3", 6'4", with a huge wingspan and be able to throw a bullet and stay in the pocket. And now you've got a lot of guys who have been successful not doing that.
But let's also still consider that ideally – you're Carson Wentz, and you are big, you are fast, and you've got a good arm.
Yeah, he's also very mobile.
Like, that's what they're looking for. Or like Andrew Luck, when he came out, it was like, oh, my God.
Well, that's your
Andrew Luck
ideal.
He looks like a big, slow, white guy, but he runs a 4.4. Like, that's what you want. I mean,
Mitch Trubisky looks like a NFL quarterback.
Oh,
he just, he walks on the field, he looks like that guy. He look at him and go, that guy can play, even though I don't think he can. But
to me, the guy who, like, just on looks, if you look at him, you go, man, that's what I'm looking for. Matt Stafford. When I see Matt Stafford, I'm like, that's if I could build the court. But Matt Stafford's ridiculously slow. I mean, if you can make a Matt Stafford who runs like Carson Wentz, man, that's what everybody's looking for.
You may have that with Carson Wentz. You may throw the ball. Well, not anymore. He's dead. But, hey, are you a maple syrup guy?
I mean,
in general,
if I'm a pancake guy on any given day, I'm a maple syrup guy.
I'm not a big maple syrup guy, but I think I'm going to have to buy one of these for $38 a barrel.
A maple syrup barrel?
Well, it's a bottle, excuse me. A bottle of maple syrup for $38. Wait till you hear what's in it. It is
Is this a commercial read?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, this is a serious thing.
Okay. I thought I didn't know, like, if it's gross, I don't want to say that sounds horrible.
Well, you can tell me it sounds horrible if you don't like it.
Okay, but I didn't want to do that if you were, like, making a commercial read is what I was saying.
No, no. Well, it's 5:23. I wouldn't be doing a commercial.
I mean, I don't pay attention to what time it is.
Well, see, I do. This is like if you look at your
You drive this thing. I don't.
All right.
I'm in the passenger seat, like, my head stuck in my iPad.
Would you be interested in a maple syrup that was bursting with flavors of vanilla, butter, oak, and bourbon?
I mean, that's what a lot of maple syrup is.
One that was aged in a bourbon barrel.
Yeah.
How about one aged in a Pappy Van Winkle bourbon barrel?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I thought you might like that.
$38, huh?
$38.
How many ounces?
Let's see. It looks like 11 milliliters, whatever that comes out to. Or 0.75 milliliters. It's a pretty good chunk.
Okay.
But it's bourbon barrel aged pure maple syrup. Aged in Pappy Van Winkle barrels. Yeah, because when I first saw it, I'm like, I don't really do syrup. And then I said, ooh. Because if you just get a hint of Pappy Van Winkle taste in that thing,
yeah,
that'd be pretty amazing. But you can buy it right now for $38.
All right.
So, no, I wasn't a live read or anything. It's just I love Pappy Van Winkle.
Yes.
I'm okay on maple syrup. So I was trying to set it up. So I guess I did a bad job of setting the whole thing up, right?
No, you did fine. It was my fault.
713 says maybe immobile quarterbacks are like how big man centers faded in the NBA.
Could be.
Possible.
But, I mean, occasionally someone special comes along and, you know, Joel Embiid's a big.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a big center and he's a difference maker.
Every now and then a Clint Capella comes along.
Okay, not where I was going, but.
Let's squeeze in a call. Bilal. Soccer Bilal, although I can almost guarantee you he'll be calling in Glenn Davis later.
Probably.
But probably. Sports and Disney, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
So Disney bought 21st Century Fox, which includes Fox, Fox Sports, and then the National Geographic Channel and everything associated with that. So the Mouse owns Captain America, the X-Men, the Simpsons, and Star Wars and everything else, mainly media related at this point. And in 2 years, they will launch a streaming platform similar to Netflix that will stream all of their movies, past and present. So that they're just at this point, it's just Disney.
It's turning into a monopoly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Who's the next biggest studio left, John?
I don't know. I got to have to check.
Yeah.
750 milliliters, not 0.75. Sorry.
Okay.
I was having trouble reading it because the bottle.
Man, that seems like
the
just
bottle
a very
is really
small.
No, but it looks like one of your smaller bottles of vodka that you buy.
Okay.
So there's plenty in there for $38.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Did you see these MVP odds?
I did not.
Tom Brady 1-2, Russell Wilson 4-1, Antonio Brown 8-1.
Give me some Russell Wilson.
I think I'm taking Tom Brady. I think Tom.
I can't eat 1-2 though.
No, I'm not either. But I think
so. It's either no play or take Russell Wilson.
Well, if the Seahawks don't make the playoffs, you can forget about him, right?
Yeah, and they're in danger of not making the playoffs.
And Tom Brady, you know, is going to make the playoffs. Tom Brady hasn't won an MVP since 2010. He's been the best player in the league since 2010. He hasn't won an MVP since 2010. My guess is they say, okay, well, he's due for one. We'll throw it at Tom. And because I think he's going to go off this weekend against the Steelers. I think he's going to have a field day.
Yeah, my favorite thing was all these idiots saying, oh, this is the beginning of the end for Tom Brady and all this stuff. And
what, the Dolphins game?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, one bad game.
Because they're idiots.
Without Gronk. What was it? 4 out of 5 on the road. And, I mean, it was just like everything was pointing to a bad game. And I should have seen that when I bet the damn thing. By the way, speaking of betting, We can kind of go over some of these lines here next segment, even though Brad Powers is not going to join us till 6. We'll talk college with him specifically. I like the Colts tonight.
Okay.
And yeah, I kind of think you look at the Broncos. Oh, the Broncos righted the ship last week. No, they killed McCown. They did it against a backup quarterback. I don't think the Colts. My favorite thing was seeing the thing on how the Broncos coaches couldn't use the Colts Bills game film because they couldn't see the Colts on the field.
That is funny.
But the reality is, I mean, that game was such a mess. You don't think they're going to be happy to be back indoors?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Colts tonight.
Okay.
Just throwing that.
I didn't spend much time handicapping that game.
Well, that was, mainly because you look at it and go, oh, these are garbage teams. Why would you? But that's what I like that. I like home dogs.
Okay.
On a Thursday night.
I don't disagree.
And I also think that
if I were going to play it, it would be the Colts. I just don't think I'm going to play it.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to take all that money I won off of. Never mind. 713.
Sorry.
That's all right. I lost more on the ponies than that this afternoon, goofing off.
Man, Cougs got me yesterday. I was bought into that team.
I still am. That was not their night. No question. You know what, though? If they'd gotten home and gone to sleep on their mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers,
they don't have good mattresses better in the dorms.
Well, they should get them from Texas Mattress Makers, because if they'd slept better, they'd feel better, they'd play better.
Probably.
That's just how it works. If you sleep on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to perform better in every aspect of life, because you're going to sleep like a champ, and sleep matters. And guess what? Now it's holiday party season, right? A lot of you guys may come out to the party next week. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to need to get some sleep. What if you go to a party on a Thursday night? You're going to need to get some sleep, because you got to go back to work on Friday, right? Well, get a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, and it's all good. And how about this? You know you're going to save 50% guaranteed, right? Because they make the mattresses right there at Texas Mattress Makers and sell them directly to you. Well, right now, celebrate the holidays. Get 20% off factory direct prices on top of that on select mattresses. Besides the 20% off of that, there's great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattresses. So go in there now. And, hey, guys, this makes a great gift, like, for you and the significant other to walk in and say, hey, you know what? Let's get something together. Let's get a mattress that we're both going to love, and we're going to sleep better, and it makes a great gift. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. And I'm telling you, handcrafted quality, custom fitted. Where else but with Yuval and the gang at Texas Mattress Makers? They're over at 4619 Navigation, or you can visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. How about I give something away? Because we love the people. How about a $25 Raising Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love? 24-hour marinated, hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Raising Cane's gift card makes a great holiday gift. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. We'll do caller 10. You're going to get a Raising Cane's gift card.
So I was going to set a bowl confidence pool up.
Yeah.
For the Blitzers, sort of like I did the Survival League.
Yeah, which we probably would have finished 1-3 in that too. But
Yahoo has disbanded college bowl pick'ems. I don't know why.
That's communism.
Yeah.
Does ESPN have it?
They do. Should I set one up there?
Maybe we should, yeah.
All right, I'll probably set one up during the break. I don't know how many can be in the pool, but once I set it up, I'll tweet it out, and you know, people have to get in as fast as they can, because I know last night with the survivor pool there was only 100 spots. I don't know how many there will be here, but I'll try to build us a blitz group and.
Cool.
See if we can get one in.
What do you want to go blast through the games real quick, just to get people a
Let's
sense?
Do it. Let's do it. You want to go through college or NFL games real quick?
Well, why don't we just kind of
let's save college for when we talk to Brad Powers.
Yeah, although I think with Brad we're only going to hit a few games this weekend, so I don't know if we want to go through the rest of the bowls to give people kind of a hint.
Okay,
if they're going to fill out this thing.
I'll throw a couple out there.
All right, so we'll just snap to them and you can say yay or nay.
Okay.
North Texas and Troy in the first one. I love the over 62 on this, by the way.
See, I love the under on this.
Okay.
I'm curious your thoughts. That's interesting.
Combined average 69.5 points per game. And if you go back and look, I think Troy last five has gone 32 or more. And North Texas, the only game they did not was against Florida Atlantic. And both teams intact, both teams motivated.
Not intact. North Texas without their star running back. And Troy, the only team in the country that has not given up more than 24 points in a game.
Yeah, but I think bowl game, a little bit different. North Texas is going to be fine. And the only team they couldn't score against was Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
So I'm over.
Our first disagreement.
And I'm over, and I'm taking Troy minus 7.
Okay.
Georgia State, Western Kentucky. I have no opinion on this.
That's one that I love the over on. These two teams, probably the two worst run games, run offenses in college football. Western Kentucky is they've got the lowest average rushing yards per game. Georgia State's near that. Both have reasonably good quarterbacks, and both have troubles in the secondary. The number's 53. It's going to be a slow game. There's not going to be many rushing attempts. I think 53 over is easy money.
Oregon, Boise State. I'm seeing Oregon minus 7.
I love Oregon here. It's when you're comparing advanced stats on these teams, it's hard to do unless you take out the games where Justin Herbert wasn't there.
Yeah.
And if you look at the games where Justin Herbert was there, Oregon is a monster. A monster team. I think they're going to crush Boise.
Well, and even though there was a coaching change, you still got the guy who was running the offense.
You got the guy that was running the offense, and you got the guy that the players wanted.
Yeah.
So they're motivated. They want to show out for
him. That's always a good sign. And that's why you can't just say, well, they lost their coach.
Yep.
In this case, I think it's a positive. Colorado State minus 5.5 over Marshall.
I'm all over Marshall here. Yeah. I feel like Marshall's going to be able to throw on them. Colorado State, and you, speaking of like bowl history, bowl record, Colorado State's horrible in bowls. And at some point, that's like, and it's easy to say, like, oh, well, it's a football program. It's hard to, but a football coach, the same coach who's been there, you start to say, maybe this guy's just not good at getting his guys up for bowl games. I'll be on Marshall and probably a little Marshall money line there.
Middle Tennessee State plus 4 against Arkansas State.
I think Middle Tennessee is going to have a hard time keeping up with Arkansas State offensively. They're going to score a lot. I like the team total over if it's a 33.5. I like that. I think if I had to play a side on there, it's Arkansas State minus 4.
Florida Atlantic opened at minus 9.5. I actually got it in between. I got it at 12.5. It's now 22.5.
Yeah. This is... And by the way, that the Oregon line, it opened at pick'em.
Yeah.
Oregon, Boise opened at a pick'em. It's a 7-point line now. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to do some research. I think this is the biggest bowl point spread ever.
Really?
At 22.5. And honestly...
Wow, I don't know, because there have been some really crappy matchups in the past, but...
But I cannot... I think Florida Atlantic, if they play their worst game and Akron plays, hell, if they play their best, I think Florida Atlantic can cover 22.5.
I'm kind of with you.
And they're pissed off. It's funny. They're pissed off because they're playing at home.
Yeah.
They're playing in their own stadium, which is a really rare thing for Florida Atlantic. But these guys want to go on a trip, you know.
They wanted a better bowl, too.
They don't get that. And Florida Atlantic, whatever you think of their coach... They have a coach that you don't worry about him pulling off the gas. He's
Who his OC is?
Kiffin's OC is?
Yeah.
Who?
Kendall Browse.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to run it up.
Yep.
So
yeah, I think Florida Atlantic just cruises here.
I am with you on this because, I got it at 12.5. I feel great about that. Louisiana Tech SMU, love over 70 in this.
Okay.
And even though... Chad Morris is no longer at SMU. They've still got a very good offense and a shaky defense. And Louisiana...
Shaky is friendly.
Yeah, and you look at Louisiana Tech and you're like, they had to really work hard to get in, but their wide receivers were hurt all year. They got their stud wide receiver back. Yep.
Both of them.
And I love the over 70 here, and I don't mind Louisiana Tech plus 5.
I like Louisiana Tech plus 5. Yeah. I haven't looked much at that total because it's a big number. I think it's the biggest in the first week of bowls as far as totals go.
70.
But I do like Louisiana Tech plus 5 there. I think everything else, that's like more than a week out, so we can wait on
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
But I mean, if people are going to fill out their pool, just want to give them an idea of what
we're
thinking.
We don't want to help them.
Okay, well, that's as much help as you're going to get then.
Fill out their
own pools.
Yeah.
I like Fresno State plus 2.5 against UH, I'll tell you that one, for down the road.
All right.
That's about it. I don't mind Texas plus 3 against Missouri either.
I don't hate that. It depends on if it's an offensive or a defensive game.
Yeah.
You know, the one that I really like a lot is Utah minus 7 against West Virginia. No Will Grier for West Virginia. Utah 8-1 in their last 9 bowl games.
Not bad.
Pretty strong. So, again, some programs get up for bowl games. Some don't. And these middle bowls where you're like, oh, these are two meaningless teams. Like, who cares? Take a look at history and see which guys get up for bowl games, which guys don't. Motivation plays such a big factor in these things.
And coaching changes, and we'll save this to talk to Brad. Coaching changes can be positives or negatives.
Yep.
And I think at A&M it's kind of a negative.
Probably.
Because you're in a transition, even though those players will... You know, some of those guys will want to play hard, but the really good ones aren't going to play hard, because especially anybody who's going to the draft. So there's a lot of factors that go into this, and we'll talk to Brad about that at 6 o'clock. Right now, going to tell you about Omaha Steaks.
The Omaha Bowl.
That's right, where you can get steaks. This is a winning bowl game. Doesn't matter what side you're on. And you can get the perfect gift for somebody who has everything. You can order gifts for everyone on your list with a click of a mouse. It's so easy. Give the perfect gift. Avoid the malls, lines, crowds. Believe me, you don't want to be anywhere near any of these malls right now. And if you haven't already gotten a gift for somebody, you better do it now. You're running out of time. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack. When you go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar. How about this? 75% off. 75%! Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything that you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus get 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com. I felt this way before. So insecure.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. Mostly A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, mostly me.
Barry Laminack today. Barry had a little Astros thing. I had something on there today. Check it out. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Go right now to SportsMap.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, if you're not already, at SportsMapHOU. And, guys, we also have partnered up with Vipe, so we've got a lot of good high school content on there for those of you who are always wanting high school content and we're never going to talk about it on the air. There's a great place for you. You can go to SportsMap.
There you go.
The guys at Vipe do a great job, so they're partnering up with us. And... yeah, we've got some great stuff coming from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority every week. Charlie Palillo writes something every week. That'll be tomorrow. So lots of good stuff on there, and you're missing out if you're not checking it out. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, let me give you a little homework here. I want you to... Google Youngstown State University student Albert Maruna, M-A-R-U-N-A, because I want you to see what this guy looks like. when you hear the story, you're going to go, yeah, I can see that. The 22-year-old Maruna is charged with attempted unlawful sexual sexual contact with a minor, disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, possessing criminal tools, and importuning. I don't know what that means.
Is there any question who's going to play this guy if they make a movie about this?
Oh, God, no. Nah.
It's Jonah Hill, right?
It's Jonah Hill.
It's got to be Jonah
Hill. Yeah, fat Jonah Hill. He's got to put the weight back on.
This is like fat, perverted-looking Jonah Hill.
Yeah. But, I mean, everything from the hair to the look on his face to the glasses.
Yeah.
You see this picture and you're like, yeah, I could see this. So, basically, he started chatting through an online dating app. He thought he was talking. He's 22 years old. He thought he was talking to a 15-year-old boy. Turns out, of course, it was a detective. But he sent nude pictures of himself, which, trust me, no one would ever want to see these. And he set up a meeting with the guy he thought was the underage boy. And they both agreed to get together on Tuesday, December 12th. He promised to bring the following thing. Well, here's what he was arrested with. This is what he brought. He had an iPhone, a MacBook, 3 zip drives, a bottle of Astroglide lubrication, Vaseline. Okay, those all make sense. 2 bottles of Sprite and chicken Alfredo. Basically, he promised the kid sex for
some Sprite food
and chicken Alfredo
for dinner.
Yeah. Now, looking at this guy, I don't think the kid was going to get any of that chicken Alfredo. I think this guy was going to eat it all.
Right.
But, yeah, and I just Google a picture of the guy. You guys will all see exactly what we're talking about. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Mott says, I'm setting the Blitz over-under on Vegas trips at 5 by February. I would take the under on that. It's funny how that works. It's like we won't go for 8 months, and all of a sudden we're there 5 times.
Yeah.
So we never really know. The only time I know we'll be there for sure will be Cinco de Mayo, because we go every year.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the Golovkin-Canelo rematch, most likely.
Assuming that happens in Vegas.
That's true. Which I assume it would. Because I always want a big fight.
Canelo wants it to be in Dallas.
I'd rather go to Vegas than Dallas.
Okay.
Just me. But they'd have another big fight in Vegas then. I mean, they always do a big fight.
They always do, yeah. Cinco de Mayo is always big.
As much as I'd love to see Canelo Golovkin again, I would take secondary fight in Vegas over that fight in Dallas any day of the week.
I'm kind of with you. Kind of with you.
Because then we could fly back Saturday and go to the fight in Dallas on Saturday night. We could make the whole thing work, actually. I'm almost, I'm like 2 episodes away from being done with.
I finished Longmire.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you were talking about that. You were going to.
Yeah. Kind of a crappy ending, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Disappointed. I think I have 2 Stranger Things left.
Okay.
And right about when you said it got good, there was one episode where I go, okay, this is getting good. And now I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah. It's not your thing, man. It happens.
Well, it should be. It's the 80s. It's science fiction. And the first one I loved. I this one's not really catching me this year. That's all. It's too much. The kids are too much pouty little bitches, I think, is the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Will is spending all his time going, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't explain it. And Eleven's just screaming at the other. It's just like, if I wanted screaming kids, I'd go to a daycare. It's just too much of that for me. Should bowl games go away? No, we need something to bet on.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, that's why you'd want that. All right, so we'll have Brad Powers next segment. We got a lot of stuff still to get to. Got the at some point in the 6 o'clock hour, ESPN ranked the best NFL potential head coach openings for next year. I will tell you the Texans are on the list.
Okay.
Because I think people are starting to speculate now that Bill O'Brien might be out. And I just think you would be surprised at where the Texans rank. And plus, there's some other teams on there I think you're going to be surprised by.
Okay.
So we'll do that sometime in the next hour. Can I say, I've also got, we might have time for this now since I don't know where John went. Oh, there he is. Okay. Do we have a couple minutes here?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes.
I have the latest list of sex accusations.
Okay.
First off, Dustin Hoffman. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock is on the list.
What's Dustin Hoffman accused of?
Inappropriate stuff with an actress when he was doing Death of a Salesman, including pulling her shirt up over her head so everybody could see her breasts.
Now, this happened a couple of weeks ago where John Oliver was at this, I guess he has his movie coming out and he's doing like a round table. And John Oliver actually grilled him on...
called him out, huh?
He did. Yeah. He did. And a lot of people applauded John Oliver because not a lot of people get a chance to sit in front of one of these people that are being accused and actually ask him legitimate questions about their accusations.
Okay, so here's your other updates. Netflix fired the executive who didn't believe the Danny Masterson accusations. There's a sexual misconduct investigation into Tavis Smiley. I don't know who that is. Four women have accused Russell Simmons of rape.
Yeah.
And did you see the Salma Hayek Harvey Weinstein thing?
Yeah.
He threatened to kill her and forced her to do a nude scene. So, and then there's that Kentucky state rep who killed himself after he was accused. I think that's all of them.
I saw that yesterday too.
Yeah. That's all of them.
I set up a group in the Capital One Bowl Mania thing.
Yeah.
But there's not like a, because it's different than Yahoo, there's not like a URL I can copy and paste to let people join. I've got to invite people by email.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass. Forget that.
So,
What are you going to do, email 500 people?
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I'm not. Now, I guess there is potential that I could, like, you could go, I could name the group, I don't know, Blitz Pick Group or whatever, and if you'd go to ESPN and you search that group, you could get in that way. What do you think? I guess we'll talk about this.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
All right. Let me tell you about Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. Christmas is right around the corner. You want something that's going to get her heated up a little bit, and it's going to make you happy as well. That's where Pajamagram comes in. They've got the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy. It's hard to get hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and then head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy and up to you in no time. You can find all the hoodie footie styles at pajamagram.com. If you're not into hoodie footie, that's cool. They've got something for everyone at pajamagram.com. If you want something for your kids, you want them to have matching pajamas on Christmas Day, they've got that. You want something sexy, Pajamagram's got you covered there. The sweet and sexy gift set, in fact, includes a hoodie footie and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com, you save $40. No need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.